upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details. Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear sisters.
الحمد لله.
Let's get into the tea.
You already know the vibes, huh? So you remembered it today. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, you remembered.
I'm so tired. Alhamdulillah, you know, we pushed to make another episode. Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah, we try our best to keep the family.
The momentum.
Yes, keep the family together.
Keep the momentum going. What are you saying, brother?
Keep the family together. Like, you know, sometimes I feel like some of our family, like,
yeah,
you know,
we're all family. All our listeners, we're all family. Yeah, but what I'm saying, the right thing to say is to keep the momentum going, to make sure we consistently upload. That's what I'm trying to get to say.
Yeah, yeah. Because it'd be tiring sometimes. Sometimes you don't even feel like, you know, you just feel like, oh, I just want to relax now. But, you know, alhamdulillah.
It's because, like, you know, we try to do it, well, scheduling is off, but sometimes we have to put our son down, then do it after, and then child. That's like the night time. And I, if anybody knows me, I go to bed early. So, you know.
Yeah, and everybody that knows me knows the Mandem loves to sleep when he gets it.
I feel like you're not really a sleeper, though. What? I feel like you sleep for a little bit, and that's enough for you. But I feel like for you, you really like the sunka. Like, you really like to stay up late.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I need a little nap. 100%. Yeah, if I get my nap, fine, I'll though. Be good. Yeah. If I don't get my nap, well, I'm a grumpy. I'm like a grumpy old man. If
I
don't
but
get
me, my nap. I really need those hours of sleep. Like, a nap is not going to do it for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like.
All right. Alhamdulillah. With that being said, welcome. Welcome, family. And for the new listeners, welcome.
We're about to end the season, though. This season ran for a long time.
Yeah, we wanted a special episode for this season, but Allah makita hina nani. You know, that big episode that I was really wanting for us to do. No, Allah makita hina nani.
Yeah, because you, we'll like, you be having your hopes up.
Yeah, I had a special episode planned, and that's how I really wanted to end this season.
But life goes on.
But life, yeah, you know, everybody's busy. It's not as easy to get people to come, you know, talk. But alhamdulillah, inshallah. I'm not giving up, though. I still have a little hope.
I gave up. When, if you know me, I keep saying if you know me.
No, they know us now. By now,
if you know me, I lose hope. You got one shot to ruin it with me, and you're done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm still like very optimistic. I guess so. Yeah, I always try to be like, you know what? Maybe they busy right now, but inshallah, they're gonna pull through. You know what I'm
saying? Definitely, you busy, but like, I'm not gonna put like my trust in. You know, life is gonna go on. Like, life doesn't stop because, you know.
Yeah, yeah, but
that
yeah, hopefully.
Ship has sailed.
Yeah, make dua, you know. With that being said, our topic today is about tahajjud, waking up in the middle of the night, and a dua that you've done, that you've seen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala done answered for you.
Talk properly, bro. We already
did. This is talking properly. What are you? This is
here
how
we go with the accents and the slangs.
The
and
accent
stuff like that
is a beautiful thing you get. But anyways, so today, you know, we want to talk about our experience of, you know, our tahajjud. And for those of you that don't know what tahajjud means, it means like the middle of the night prayers.
Yeah, so you basically wake up from the middle of the night, you take wudu, ablution, and then you pray in the middle of the night, you know.
Yes, you basically
could pray two rakat.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You know, in twos, basically. So 2, 4, 6.
Yes.
And then you make dua, you know, anything you want. That's the time when Allah comes down from the heaven. He's the most closest to us at that time.
No, he comes, comes to the closest heaven to earth. Comes down. You said he's from the heaven, babe.
I said comes down.
You said from the heaven.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. But I did say he's the closest. That's the closest to us.
Yes, he comes down to the closest heaven to the earth or to us, inshallah, and asks, call upon me and I will respond to you.
Right. Lots of scholars say that's the time dua is accepted.
Qala rabbukum ud'uni astajib lakum. That's the ayah. Oh, I know that aisle by heart. I just remember that part. What you were saying?
Continue, bro. You come here with your lectures. Give them a lecture.
I'm sorry, my love. I'm sorry. But yes, so, you know, you cut your sleep. You know,
please don't repeat what I said. Do you have anything new to say?
Hey, so yeah, right.
You're not about to sit here like a Mufti Mink and you repeat everything I already said.
That's how Mufti Mink. Yeah, Mufti Mink, if you're listening to this, she don't mean it. You're one of the greatest of all
time. Saying you're acting like you're very knowledgeable. So say something different. Don't say what I said.
I am. Hey, sweetheart.
You're saying what I mean. Okay, go.
Let what I'm saying marinate. You got to let it marinate like chicken.
Come on, brother.
Let it, the marinator.
You never marinated chicken, but okay, go.
I've seen it done many times.
Brother.
Okay. So that counts. But anyways, yes. So, you know, you cut your sleep.
Please don't repeat the same thing that I said. These people don't want to sit here and listen to the same thing that being repeated, brother.
Okay, well, anyways, let me get to the point. Alhamdulillah. So, I'll say one moment and then
I didn't even finish what I was saying. You cut me off with your ayah.
You see?
I told you to continue
go ahead.
From that.
Right,
you done with your ayah?
Go ahead, talk. I'm done.
Basically, people at this time, like, you know, when you're in need.
Wait, I'm not done.
You see? This is what I'm talking about, bro.
I need you guys to understand one thing, brothers, for the brothers that are listening. This is normal. You understand? This is normal.
It's normal for your husband to, like, his brain cells sometimes, they don't be connected.
So what you trying to say?
I don't know what's going on with you right now.
Here. The Monday
you
brain
all over the place, bro.
You trying to say the Monday brain not functioning correctly?
Oh, come on, babe, go.
But anyways, husbands, this is normal. You know, they we talk and
did
then they feel like
somebody text you and
say
that this is not normal?
No, Linda.
Let me know what they say about me.
When I'm talking to the family, I want them to feel like they're there watching, looking. Like I'm speaking to them direct.
Yeah, probably people be thinking
that there's something wrong with this man.
No, they be thinking me, I'm mad sassy.
Nah. I feel like a lot of sisters agree with you almost all of the time.
I feel like you be going off track. You just cut people off and you remember that time now I said who house we went to? And then
we
went to go visit like family friends and we all talking and Biagi keeps saying every time the person wants to talk, Biagi keeps saying, hold on, let me finish what I got to say. He did this like 10 times and didn't let the person talk.
Sabari, isbiru. Ya habibti, isbiru.
Holy jam, let people talk. You're not the only one in the world that know how to talk.
Okay, sweetheart. We're not going to do that. I let people talk.
I don't know.
I'm very okay. For those of you
that... I don't know. If you know Biagi, say I... If Biagi has cut you off.
Right, imagine we go to the comment section and mad eyes, oh Lord. But yeah, I like to talk.
Everybody likes to talk, but as a Muslim, you need to learn to give people their chance.
Okay,
you have to say is not more important than what anybody else has to say.
Asia just seen right now, she just kept on cutting me off right now.
Because you need a taste of your own medicine.
Uh-huh. But this is what I'm saying, brothers. This is the norm. When they do it, When the sister does it, no problem. When the brother
Babe,
does it, it's a problem.
This is your problem. You like putting guys, wives against.
I'm keeping 100. It's not.
That.
It's not. It's not.
Stop
no.
doing that. It's not good.
I'm not
seriously.
Putting nobody against nobody.
You love this pitting. Is,
okay,
you,
can
you
can
bring
I say
that
something?
Negativity. You be
this
trying
is not
to pit
negative.
People against each
can
other.
Can I say something, sweetheart? You view it
nah,
as
hold on,
negative.
Hold on, we're never gonna start this episode, bro.
No. I'm sorry, guys.
It is. Stop pitting husband. It's not husband
it's not
against
pitting.
Wife.
Who's
look at what you pinning. You keep saying, look at what you just said. You just said when
brothers.
We do it, it's fine, but when y'all do it, it's not fine. That is pinning us against each other. We're husband and wife. We're a union. We supposed to work together.
This is not pitting against anybody.
Pinning.
Pinning. Nah, 1, 2, 3. Pinning. Whatever it is. WWE. We're not doing no WWE here. Talk about pinning. It's not pinning. It's pitting. PITTING.
La ilaha illallah.
Are you serious? Babe, search
it up. Are you sitting? Are you serious, babe?
Pinning.
I don't think we should post this.
Pinning. Pinning. 1, 2, 3.
Pinning each other.
I'm wrestling ring, you know.
You're not even funny because right now you sound a little bit, you know,
I'm
like you're not
slow.
There.
Yeah, because
I
last episode, I listened to some of the things. I was like, damn, I sounded slow.
I understand if you say putting against each other, but it's pinning. People say pinning, not pitting. Pinning is not a word. I mean, if you pit something like a fruit or something like that. Brother, you really got to do better.
You sure? I mean,
you should just, everything I say,
be...
just agree with it. And if
yeah,
you don't know, act like you know.
Yeah, because that's what I felt like last. Yeah, I'm learning. That's what I felt last episode. I was really listening to it. And then some of the things I was saying, I'm like, damn, I sound slow. Like, I sound real, real slow. I'm like, okay, let me just.
It's because, you know, the thing with us people who have no knowledge, we know a little bit and try to drag it. And that's the problem. When we really don't know nothing.
What?
Me included. I said we. Like.
Who got no knowledge? Girl, I am knowledgeable.
You are not. You
no,
see?
I'm playing. I have
humble
no knowledge.
Yourself.
I'm joking. It's a joke. Come on. You know, I like to play around. If you know me, you know. I joke
a
lot.
Little too much. Anyways, let's get into this beautiful topic.
We decided
to talk about the Hajjud and like our own personal experiences with the Hajjud. And, you know, like times where the Hajjud really worked. The Hajjud always works. That's not what I'm trying to say. But times when we needed it the most. And, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really came down for us and, you know, helped us. And, you know, and like, it's like, for me, it's kind of an emotional times. I don't know what are your times. But anyways, we'll get into that and see if Biagi was just asking for an Xbox game and got it. Or was his more sentimental?
Should we hold on a little? Don't cry here now. You know what I'm saying?
Please, we like men with emotional intelligence. Please don't tell me not to cry.
Oh, here we go. Because I don't cry. But anyways.
And men, real men cry. I'm going to tell you that.
I am a real man.
The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cried.
Binta, I don't cry. That doesn't
I'm
mean
just
I'm
saying,
a weak man.
I'm just saying,
just
real men
cry.
If you don't cry, you need to go to
God. So what am I?
Go fix yourself.
I'm a jetting dick.
Something is broken.
Anyways, so a moment for me.
You don't even say, baby, go first, ladies first.
Okay, hey, sweetheart. You the one that literally said for Biagi to go. Now you
because I'm pretty sure you're...
Subhanallah.
Go, let's hear it.
No. Matter of fact, go first.
I give you the mic. I want to hear yours so I can see if I'm matching your level. Because
No.
I don't know if you're going to say something.
Deep? No, I need to hear yours. Maybe it'll make it.
Babe,
it'll,
go.
It'll,
come
no,
on.
Listen to me.
No,
it will Listen, it will influence me.
No, you were supposed to think about it before the episode, not while I'm talking.
Because I made so many tahajjud duals.
Uh-huh.
I had
so
many
pick
moments.
The best.
Okay, but I just want to hear
at
yours.
The end of the day, your tahajjud duals or your tahajjud duals, don't make nothing up while I'm saying my story.
No, yours is going to become inspirational for me because you say yours is sentimental a little bit.
Okay.
So if you say one, I say
it's
one.
It's about the deen. Go. That's all I'm going to give you. Go.
Okay, yours is about the deen. Okay, so mine, alhamdulillah.
I hope these people don't be like, damn, they go back and forth.
No, that's just regular. You know, it's a good thing.
Combo.
It's a good,
okay, go.
It's a good back and forth.
Right, go,
we're not back and forth, and it's not cool,
Mister.
Okay, anyways, so my thingy, one moment that I remember during the Hajjud that I used to make a lot of dua was alhamdulillah when you was pregnant with Ba, right?
Okay, I thought you were gonna say something else.
What you thought I was gonna say?
To memorize the Quran. That's a bad example.
Hajjud was not accepted, my dear. I mean, I did have moments when I was in Karala that I made dua to memorize. Like I had trouble memorizing.
Oh, and it worked, right?
It did work. I like, wallah, and I kid you not, when I wake up that fudgety, for some odd reason, it was like my brain opened up. Like,
okay, all everything right, was all just right, stay on track. Stay on track.
Okay, anyways. Because I go around everywhere all around town.
Crazy.
Anyways, so, yeah. So, as I was saying, it was during the time when you were pregnant with Ba, alhamdulillah. So, I remember making a dua that I was hoping that Allah makes the delivery easy and fast for you.
Like consistently making this dua?
Yeah. Multiple, like not one tahajjud. It was like multiple tahajjuds that I was making that dua that Allah makes it easy and fast for you and smooth in a sense. You know what I'm saying? So, alhamdulillah, when you was giving birth, I can remember they had the scare when they couldn't find Ba's heart. If you listened to our previous episode, you would have heard about that.
Because I ate a chicken nugget.
Yeah, because of the chicken nugget that we assumed it was, but you know, it was just Allah was answering my duas, and He made it that you was fully dilated. Even the doctors were surprised. That's how. That's how literally it was. Like, I remember the doctor was like, "Wait, what? She's fully dilated? How?" Like, it looked like how?
Doctor, nurse.
Nurse, doctor. Okay, nurse. So it was like, even she was like surprised by it. And to be honest, at the time, I didn't think about that dua. I'm going to be honest. It didn't even come to my mind. Like, it did not come to my mind until when you was like, yo, what's one tahajjud? When you told me, yo, what's one tahajjud? And then that's what clicked. It's like, I remember that moment.
Something it's crazy because the tahajjud dua is like, it's something you say consistently, even outside of tahajjud, you just pray. When you pray your regular, you know, 5 daily prayers, it's duas that you say every day. And then when Allah blesses you with the dua,
you not remember it.
It's like, wow, Allah, I pray for this. And
but you don't remember it. Yeah, exactly. Because I didn't remember it until, like I said, later on, I started saying, I'm like, wait, oh yeah, that was amazing. Because, like I said, like, it was a thing where to the doctors, it looked like this is not how it's supposed to happen.
Right.
But it happened so quick. Right. And then, alhamdulillah, it was easy for you.
I mean, hey, it was your tahajjud dua, but it was also my tahajjud dua, too. It was a dua that I said every day.
Oh,
every
word? So we had a double team on that?
Right?
Allah heard that for sure for you, because it was so fast. They were like, damn. Because you can see it, like I said,
I always pray, Allah, may you grant me easy labor and delivery, quick, easy, safe.
Inshallah, yes. Yes.
That's what I always pray for.
And fast recovery, because I feel like you recovered, and I was just like, damn, mashallah, Allahumma barik. You recovered quick. Alhamdulillah.
How did I recover quick?
How do I explain it? You look like you got back to your normal self kind of quick in my eyes.
Mm.
I don't know if you would put it on the front, but in my eyes, you look like you got recovered fast.
I feel like as the first, this is like a first daughter syndrome. Like, even when you're not okay, you have to show you're okay. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
Those times, my emotions were all over the place. You know, I probably was a little bit down emotion-wise. Or like, I wasn't eating that much either after I gave birth, too. I lost a lot of weight.
But honest to God, sorry to cut you off, you barely do eat regularly. So I couldn't tell, if I'm being honest.
You couldn't tell that I lost weight?
No, of course you lost weight. But I'm assuming that, of course, that's our first. So I don't know 100%, but I was assuming that's what it comes with, you know. Because I feel like when you're pregnant, some sisters, you gain a little bit of weight. Nothing crazy. It's still, alhamdulillah, Allahumma barik, you look beautiful, but you gain a little bit of weight. So it's like, I feel like when you give birth, you lose that weight. That's what I was thinking.
I lost 50 pounds, though.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, so.
Muhammad, was that heavy?
No, it was not. I lost my, I literally went down from my original.
Oh, wow, subhanAllah.
But okay. I think, it was definitely, alhamdulillah, I'm not going to lie, it wasn't the worst recovery, but you still go through it a little bit.
Yeah. So, alhamdulillah, that was my.
And don't cut me off. Don't just stop cutting people off.
Girl, you just cut me off. That was
I could do that because I know how to control myself, but
I just did it twice.
You will literally sit there, babe, but like, she's that day, you shocked me that day.
Oh, can we stop? Damn.
You stood there and said, hold on, wait. I'm like, bro, you've been talking I was like, hold on, wait.
Let me finish this real quick. No, okay, sorry.
It don't matter if you're going to forget. We don't care.
See, that's the thing. She knows why. It's because I be forgetting. So I don't, if I feel like it's something I don't want to forget,
that
I feel
person
like it
might
be
forget
said.
Too.
No.
You're not considering that person.
No, that person hakaliling in. It goes 10,000 miles per hour.
So I bet you the stuff that you didn't let that person say what they wanted to say.
He said everything he had to say.
He didn't, bro.
You see, you don't even know.
He didn't.
I'm telling you.
Anyways, continue. Sorry, I had your story.
So, alhamdulillah. So, that was one of my experiences that I remember. and allocate to. But like I said, even at the moment, I didn't realize it until Alhamdulillah. So, you know, you make dua so many times that sometimes you don't even remember that you made that dua before. But on Allah's timing, it's the best timing, or, you know, He knows.
You know what I like to do? I like to write down the duas that I make. Like for specifically for Ramadan, I will write down for this Ramadan, I'm going to say all these duas. And then I go back to a year later.
Okay. And say, see wow, which ones were accepted? Yeah. Oh, wow. That's actually nice. I might want to draw that.
My some group that I'm in, she taught me to do that. Like, and it helps too. Like, when you write down everything you want to ask for, you just open your book and ask Allah, you know, so you don't forget anything, you know?
Yeah, no, I don't forget. Everybody know. But anyways, that was my one. Now you. So, and don't copy my one. You can't do that. Because you're like, oh, that was mine too. No, 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 no.
No, not for
that. That was my one.
I mean, everybody, I feel like
that's when, why I told you
when
to
you're
go
pregnant,
first.
Day and night, even when you're walking outside, you pray, hey, Allah, make this labor and deliver easy for me, like day and night. That's what you're battling, you know, you say.
Yeah.
But mine is kind of more like, you know, it's a time in my life where I was really like struggling iman wise. Like, I was in high school, you know, in high school, you're trying to figure out who you are, you know, what you believe in. You're around so many things. You're learning so many things, you know. SubhanAllah. And this is why it's important to know your deen. So, you know, make sure you teach your children about the deen and instill the importance of knowing your deen strongly. So that when they go on the outside world, they're not affected by different ideas, all these stuff.
Yeah.
So it happened when I was in high school, right? And I was in a college program.
Uh-huh.
And they were teaching us about anthropology.
Okay.
Anthropology is like the science of dinosaurs and extinction and, like, you know, the gorillas turning into people, what? Like that type of thing. I forgot what's the word.
What? Oh, you're talking about when the transformation? Evolution?
Yeah, evolution, huh?
Anthropology.
So I was in that class, right? And the guy, you know, he's a kufar, he's a non-Muslim teacher. Mm-hmm. He was teaching about it. I'm like, so what does Islam say about this? It was like so much. If you don't know your deen, you could easily get lost in those type of stuff. And I didn't know my deen that much. At that point, you know, I wasn't really... I was praying my five daddy prayers, but it's because I knew I had to. But, like, I didn't know all these stories about the prophet, the miracles, this, that, the third. And then also, I was in a earth science class. Not earth science. Something like science class in college, whatever. And he was telling... The teacher actually brought the story about the prophet splitting the moon to me. I've what? Never heard that story
that
before.
That same teacher?
A different teacher, different class.
Oh, okay.
So, and he was saying how, like, you know, how is that possible? He's already putting all these doubts in my head. And imagine someone, you don't know the background of your deen. Yeah. And someone is coming to you with this. It's going to make you think, like, oh my gosh, they might be right.
Yeah, yeah.
Am I doing the right thing?
Okay, yeah.
My iman literally took a dip, bro. Subhanallah, babe. It was to the point where, like, it was.
Can teach at all. Tell me the name.
I don't remember their name. There's two of them.
I gotta pull up on that guy, gangster.
It was to the point, babe, where I didn't even, like, I'm ashamed to say, but, like, I was starting to lose belief in Islam.
Oh, subhanAllah. Damn, it was that bad. Damn.
It was that. And I'm the type of person to overthink. Mind you, this probably happened in the course
tell me
of
about
two
it.
Days. But I'm just thinking and searching all these up. And, you know, at that time, I was hitting people up who knew knowledge to explain this stuff to me. And stuff like that. And yeah, it will become sensible. But it's like, if you still don't have a strong background, you can easily get lost in the wind of these things.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, at that time, I was also listening to music. I was also sinning, you know. I wasn't wearing the proper type of hijab. Was I reading Quran every day? Probably not. And, you know, like, girl, you're not even strong in your deen. And you're hearing all these stuff. So it's like, at that point, I was really lost in my life. And my friends probably didn't know I was going through this. You know, I was still hanging out with them. Alhamdulillah, that's why it's good to hang around Muslims. So no matter what iman dip you're going through, you're surrounded by people that think familiarly. And you don't know what one person might say that might bring that iman back up. So it was this one night that I just prayed the tahajjud. You know, I sat down.
What made you pray the tahajjud? Did you say your iman was going low?
Because I was like, what else can... I think I searched up, like, what can I do to get closer to Allah? Like, you know, like I was yearning for Allah to like clean my heart, basically.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And it was tahajjud.
Okay.
I think that was like one of the very first times I even prayed tahajjud too.
Oh, wow. Allahumma barik.
So I searched it up and I prayed tahajjud that night. And babe, let me tell you, like, I literally sat, I'm not saying this to like, you know, show, oh yeah, I did this, like for any recognition. I'm just showing this.
No, just moments that Allah blessed us, alhamdulillah, that we was in need, that's all.
Right.
It's not for to show off. That's not the case whatsoever. Allah knows what's in our heart, so that's right. All that matters.
So, I sat in front of Allah, like in the middle of the night, and I was crying, babe. I was crying so much, babe, that at the end of my prayer, my eyes were swollen.
Hey.
And all I kept on saying was like, saying stuff like, Allah, please just, you know, clean my heart. Like, please, like, whatever it is, please, like, just take it out. I just want to be close to you, to your religion. And, oh my God, so emotional because I just remember, like, I was so broken.
Hey. Oh, give us a quick second. Yeah.
And I wasn't really even saying anything like, Allah, like, you know, like, actually, I would say, the main thing I remember saying was, Allah, please make me love your religion. Make me a part of your religion. Please accept me. Like, make me part of the people that you got. You know the dua, ya muhalliman khudu wa sabi
qalba ala dinik? Yes. Oh, damn. That's the dua I was trying to remember. I keep forgetting that dua.
That I kept on repeating that, repeating that, repeating that. I was so, like, so broken that, babe, I thought, like, I was possessed by a jinn.
Yeah.
No, like, seriously, like, I was thinking, how can someone switch overnight like that, like, to, like, believe in, like, okay about Islam, and to believe in, okay, is this religion, and, like, doubts.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
And I sat down in front of Allah, I was so, like, that was the best tahajjud prayer I ever prayed in my life.
But, but you know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
That means Allah wanted you to come back to Him.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when you have those moments of your low, Allah puts those low moments or low points.
Moments,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, so He puts that in your life so you could return to Him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was a good thing.
Because I felt like if that didn't happen, I would have been living the same life.
Yeah.
Listening to music, doing all this type of stuff.
So it was that moment that Allah, switched it. Alhamdulillah.
And I remember also saying, like, Allah will give up anything just to feel that okay with your religion, just to, you know, make my heart at peace. But, like, babe, those days were so dark for me. Like, I just wanted, like, a hug. Like, not from anybody, but, like, just to feel okay again, go back.
From me.
I didn't even know yet. But anyways, just to go back, you know, to how I was feeling before, I regretted even taking those classes. It's classes that I had to take for my degree, but I regretted taking them and even listening to the garbage that they even told me about. And that's why it's important to know your deen before you do those stuff.
Yeah, that's deep. Yeah.
But, you know, like, alhamdulillah, babe, can I tell you that was the best tahajjud I ever prayed in my life, babe?
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I went to sleep, I woke up, I felt better.
Alhamdulillah.
Like, I'm not even making this up. I felt better. I felt more at peace.
Yeah.
I felt that everything was going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever felt that instant feeling?
No, 100%. Well, like, when you feel kind of fulfilled.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It feels like a satisfaction. Like, I restored everything that I wanted, everything that I was asking for.
Yeah.
And alhamdulillah, like, that was the best tahajjud in my life.
Allah.
And it taught me that, you know, your parents can do so much for you. You have to do your part too.
Yeah.
Especially after you reach a certain age, like, after you reach puberty, like, you have to teach yourself. A lot of us, we found Islam again through ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, our parents taught us, they took us to Islamic schools, qarallah, madrasa, and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it's up to you to do everything you need to do. And that taught me that, like, Allah guides who He wants to guide.
Mullah.
Allah really truly guides who He wants to guide, because nobody knew.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
How I felt that day. I felt like I was not even part of Islam anymore, but the things I was thinking, constantly saying, I'll be Lam in the Shaitan regime, just to like get those thoughts out of my head.
Yeah.
And Allah truly guides who He wants to guide, because Allah could have not chosen to woke me up for that tahajjud, but I got up and I was, you know.
There you go. That's one thing that, alhamdulillah, like whenever I wake up and Allah allows me to wake up in the middle of the night, and I pray the tahajjud, I thank Him, because I'm like, You allowed me, like You chose me to get up to come, like to talk to You, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? So I'd be grateful for that. Because it's hard for a lot of us, everybody. Yeah. A lot of people. It's hard. Whoever Allah made it easy for you to wake up in the middle of the night, wallah, you've been blessed.
Do you know what they say?
To pray, of course.
Do you know what scholars say?
Well,
it's easy for someone to get up for tahajjud. I'm paraphrasing. It is easy for someone to get up to tahajjud based on the sins they commit during the day.
Huh?
Like, for example, it's harder for someone who continuously sinning during the day to wake up for tahajjud.
Okay, I get what you mean. You know what I'm saying? Makes sense. Okay, yeah.
That's what I've heard the scholars say. But back to my point, I just feel... And that from that point is when I started, like, you know, taking the deen more seriously, slowly and surely. Like, it took me a couple of years to, you know, stop doing stuff. But, like, sometimes people don't see the struggle that you went through before to get to where you are. And, the fact that I don't want to lose, I never, ever, ever, ever want to go back to that place, because I know how dark it is.
And how you
feel. It's why I am very strict, and I try to discipline myself on doing certain things.
Nah, now I'm not gonna lie, it makes more sense now to me. I mean, like, now hearing this from you, it makes a lot of sense. Like, how you're so keen on bad, babe, you gotta get your knowledge, you gotta do this, you gotta get better. I'm like, relax, like, I always be like, babe, our iman sometimes are not the same. Yours might be at 100%, mine's at 80%.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I understand why you pushing it so hard on me. Now it makes so much sense, to be honest. Because
knowledge is key, and I know what it is to have no knowledge.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Now, after hearing this, I'm like, it all clicked. You get what I mean? Like, everything just clicked for me. Like, this is why she's always like, yo, you got to join these classes. You got to do this. Or you always pushing this, babe. You should be doing this more. I'm like, yo, relax. But
I know it could sometimes be like a burden.
No, it's good. That's what everybody needs in a partner. Mm-hmm. I know sometimes I could be hard. Like, yo, let me be free, bro. But it's good that you do that. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes I remember I had moments. Remember, like, I had moments where I wasn't reciting the Quran as much, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, alhamdulillah, I remember you was like, babe, if you're not doing it, how you expect to tell your sons to do? You know what I'm saying? It's those type of things. So sometimes, even when I'm like, I'm too tired to read, I'm like, oh, man, I got to read. Because, you know what I'm saying? Or you'll ask me, babe, did you read the Quran today? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like to say a lie to you and be like, yes, I did when I didn't.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then, well, I tell you, no, I did not. You, babe, really? Really? So, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So sometimes those things play in my head to the point where I'm like, you know what? Let me read, because but then it became a thing where, alhamdulillah, it got easier for me. Because it was hard before for me to be reciting all the time. Like,
and even, like, I look at people like you, like, Allah has blessed you.
Yeah,
you
with that ability.
You can open the Quran and read it fluently.
Yeah, wallah.
Please don't take that for granted.
Yeah, that's a fact.
No matter how many times I read in a day, no matter how many classes I sign up for, it's still difficult for me.
Yeah.
You know, so don't take it for granted. No, but seriously, like, knowledge is really everything, to be honest.
Just so y'all know, she's actually really quiet. That's why I be quiet. Because I'm like, oh God, oh God.
But I don't think people know how, like, beneficial knowledge actually is.
Yeah.
If you have knowledge, nobody could ever take that away from you.
Yeah.
The problem is when you don't know nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It could flip you, route you any kind of way they want.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, knowledge is power, pretty much.
Yes.
Knowledge is power.
And simply, like, you don't even have to join a class. Just read the Quran, ponder upon the Quran, and that will keep you safe.
Yeah.
That will keep you safe from a lot of things.
Yeah, 100%. No, 100%. Alhamdulillah. That's why I'm like, all right, alhamdulillah, I'm getting better at that, at least. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
You know? So what was this another moment for you?
You could go.
No. Now it's ladies first, because I messed up the first time.
Uh-huh. Well, it's kind of related, but, like, I remember my struggles with music, like, you know.
Mm.
Like, I knew that, like, I wanted to let go of music because I know...
It's bad for you.
Let me tell you something about music. music is very, 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 it's kind of like satanic. Like, you know, like if something can change your emotion,
yeah,
it can trick your emotions to become happy when you listen to a happy song. When you listen to a sad song, you become sad. When you listen to a love song, you fall in love and thinking about your love and stuff like that. If something can do that to your emotions, you need to watch out for that.
Yeah, yeah, 100.
But I remember after, you know, all this that I went through with, you know, Islam and, you know, trying to find myself again. One of the things that I promised, you know, I told you that I said, Allah, I will leave anything for you to, you know, make me part of your religion again, you know, to get me back on.
She said, I became a Catholic in my eyes, but let me get back to Islam.
Babe, that's how I thought, though.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know, and that was the time I was learning about Iman, dropping, dripping up and down.
Yeah.
You know? So, you know, but anyways, that was one of the things I said, Allah, I'm going to try my best to give this up. I did all my research. I was trying to figure out, okay, how many days it take for somebody to stop doing something to break a habit.
Mm.
So I wanted to know how long did I have to stop listening to music for it to be out of my heart.
Okay, Allah.
And I asked my Ustada Maryam. At that time, I was texting her all about music, trying to see, is it really haram? Is it?
Yeah, because people look for loopholes.
That's what I was trying to do.
Yeah, find a loophole.
And she was saying, yeah, it's haram, sis. And she, you know, and she was telling me, like, I think she said 3-4 months to stop doing it completely, to actually break the habit. Although you can go back to it, you know, that's about the time range people typically take to break a habit.
Oh, she gave you the idea.
Yeah. But
Okay.
I was still struggling. I would stop. I would go back. Mind you, I would delete the app and re-download the app.
Oh, I know about that.
Subhanallah. Yeah. And then I would just have like a dance party in my room. And then feel guilty all over again, pray, and then delete the app. I would do this as well. Unless, and then, you know.
So you're the DJ?
No, I just had the headphones in my ear just dancing.
Okay.
Subhanallah, forgive me.
Yeah.
But, and you know, I got tired of doing that because it didn't benefit me. Like, they say Quran and music cannot live in the same heart.
Yes.
I'm trying to focus on my Quran. I'm stuttering like I never read the Quran before because I'm listening to music.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, this was another night where I just decided to do tahajjud and I asked Allah to strip that music love away from my heart, like completely. I went to the point where I hear music, I become disgusted. Wow. Or I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, Allahumma barik.
You know, I asked Allah to do that for me. And it didn't happen overnight, but gradually, like, I stopped listening to it. I completely stopped listening to it. I stopped listening to music more than a lot of, you know, my peers ahead of me there. But at the end of the day, I know what I have to lose. Nobody knew when I was sitting under Allah on that dark day when I thought that, you know, everything was over for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I feel you. I mean, with the music, I had a similar encounter.
Well, let me finish mine and then you can continue. I'm about to be done. So, you know, I asked Allah to slowly take it away from me. Alhamdulillah, like, I haven't listened to music in years. And I asked Allah to continue to guide my household on that and to just make it a house of Quran. Babe, you know how I get when I hear music.
Yeah. But when I just randomly sing a song, so you listening to music now?
And it's because I know the devils of music, babe.
You listening to music? I'm like, babe, my brain moves at 10 miles. 1,000 miles per hour. Something just comes to my head, and me being me, I'm gonna say it out loud. That's my problem.
And it even got to the point where I didn't even want to be in spaces with music anymore.
Yeah.
And this is why I stopped going to weddings and stuff like that because it genuinely made me feel uncomfortable.
Wow. I'm long about it.
And not only about that, like, you know, yeah, it's for my own sin too. You know, I don't want to be around stuff like that. But I also think about my friends. Like, on the day of judgment, do I want to be there for you or against you? You know what I'm saying? Are you gonna blame me? They say on the day of judgment, for example, I go to your wedding and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be, oh yeah, but she went to my wedding and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't like when I got married, my intention was to make my wedding the most purest type of wedding ever.
Yeah.
So that way on the day of judgment, no one can say, oh, I put you in this or you put me in this. No, back and forth. I try my best to keep it the most purest and the most halal and the most, you know, beautiful in Allah's eyes.
Alhamdulillah.
You know, so if I did that for my wedding to prevent us from going back and forth on the day of judgment, I only expect the same. And if you can't do that, alhamdulillah, I just won't go.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's harsh, you know. And people don't get it. Like, I want to go to a wedding. I want to go to a party, but I'd rather be at peace with Allah than, you know,
at peace with people.
Exactly.
Yeah, than being appeasing to them. But
and music is still show. It's not like, oh, I completely like for example, when you're outside, you hear a song from way back when you used to listen to. Sometimes you want to nod and, you know, sing along, but I always think I don't want my nafs. I don't want my soul to, you know, to win over me.
Yeah.
I need to be able to control myself it. And show my kids that, yeah, we may live here in the Western world, but you stay true to the morals that you grew up with, that Allah is pleased with. You don't bend for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all about it. And alhamdulillah, like I said, now you look at you now. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, man, look at me on this path. It's not easy. And I don't say any of this to make it sound like it's easy. It's so hard. It's a daily struggle. Wallah.
Yeah.
The moment you open your phone, you hear music.
Wallah.
It's a daily struggle.
That's a daily struggle. I had that, like I said, I had a similar situation with music in Gambia. Because when I was in Gambia, to be honest, there was a point in my life, wallahi, like I stopped listening to music. Like I literally, like you said, I would feel disgusted when someone plays it
mm-hmm.
around me. So I remember one time, the shows we have and the music, I would literally mute the TV until I see that the thingy pass. And then that's literally how it was before. So I remember one time, we was in the living room, you know, my uncle had the remote. So when he had the remote, you know, we watched the TV, and then for some odd reason, he switched the channel, and it was 50 Cent. And it was Go, 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 Shawty. He said, hey, yeah, man, that's my end. You know what I mean? That's my, what's it called? 50 Cent, man. He said, I know you like this one. I said, Bob, that's haram. Well, like, he got mad at me. He said, I don't know who you think you are.
Telling me.
I said, Bob, I'm just telling you. We're not even supposed to be listening to music. So he got annoyed with me. He said, oh, now because you don't listen to music, you think you better than people. I'm not like, bro, where did that even come from? I guess it was because I embarrassed him because there were people there. Yeah. I was like, bro, like, you really just play that? And no offense, to be honest, I didn't know how to talk like that, right? Like the right way. I could have told
someone
him,
the right way.
Yeah, I didn't know how to do that. Me, I didn't care. I'll say it to you direct. Like, yo, what you doing is crazy. You're not supposed to be doing that. But, you know, I had that moment, you know.
What happened after Gambia?
Yeah, I'm moving to India, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, but everybody
has their up and downs.
Yeah, I had my moments. Like, I had my moments.
When you're in an environment, Gambia is a Muslim country, you know, it's easier than being over here.
Especially at work, you know what I'm saying? They be having radios on, and then you, like you said, you hear something that you heard before, so you kind of get shaitan, it comes to you like, hey brother, what was that? Yo, rhyme with him. What was he saying again? You know, whenever the billah, but alhamdulillah, it's not as bad as it, you know, so inshallah, may Allah continue
make it easier.
And hopefully bless me that I completely have it out of my soul, completely, you know. Yeah, but so now my second.
So you still listen to music?
No, I have moments. See, look, she's about to say, I knew it. That's why you be singing. You think I didn't know what you were trying to do?
No, because you said I would.
Yeah, when I hear it, sometimes.
I mean, it's
like,
a temptation for everybody. And I, you know, one thing that I wish when I don't know, Jenna, there's going to be music.
They said it's going to be. Like,
can't wait for that.
That's one of the things. Like, that's one of the things with the music. If you're listening to music in this dunya, you're going to miss out in the Jannah's music.
In that music.
But yes.
I cannot wait. Like, I
might be the lead singer.
Allah,
hopefully that's not so crazy. I just
have, like, stayed away from all these temptations. And I hope that you, my reward
bless
is,
it. Yes, inshallah. Yeah. And even the whole, okay, so, because we're on the music thingy, the whole scary thing about music, is the punishment of the grave. For a person who listens to music, I think they said they put nail in your ear. Hot nail from Jahannam. Imagine. They put that in your ear and like pimp it. Like hammer it into your ears. Bro, what?
Was it worth it?
Bro, exactly what I be thinking. So sometimes when I think about that, I'm not gonna lie. Alhamdulillah, when Allah brings that to my brain, hey, but then I throw that music away like, oh no. You know, that's why one thing I will advise everybody or all our family to listen to It's Kiwandas that talk about the punishments of the graves and the different types of punishments for the different type of sins.
Yeah.
When you learn those, it will help you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it will help you. Because in the moment when you're listening to the music, mm-hmm. and then you remember, like right now, oh, damn, I remember if I'm listening to this, it's as if I'm getting the Jahannama's nail.
That's smart.
You know what I'm saying? So now that kind of stops you because you're thinking, I don't want to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of sins that they have their different type of punishments. Like riba, I think the person swimming.
You are at war with Allah.
Yeah, no, but the person is swimming in the grave, and then he's swimming, and then I think they drop something in his,
sure
like to eat. Like it's, I don't know, but I forgot that stuff a lot. I remember I used to know all of those, but I gotta re-listen to the Kawanis. But yeah, so inshallah, definitely, I think that's a great advice.
Yeah, I think that's good. But they'll always be in the back of your head.
Yeah, huh? Because you know, in the grave, it's just you. You're right, Dolly.
To be honest,
it's you and the Malaikas that's in the grave with you. So, Kadangi, whatever. And he could do whatever. Whatever Allah allow him to do is going to happen to you. So be careful. But, anyways, sorry. I know I go all over the place. So, my other doing it.
Your other Tahajjud dua?
Yes, my other Tahajjud dua was. What was it? I'm thinking. I got too much other duangas that I'm thinking about, but I'm trying to be intentional here.
Mm-hmm.
When I was going through my phase of
brokenness,
I will never forget that. That was my dark time. Your dark time was iman. No, my dark time was pockets. My pockets.
But that could affect your iman too, though.
Hey, baby, baramaro kenge baridi. Yo, I went through it.
So tell them about it.
I
think you told them this before.
Did I say it? I said it before?
I don't know.
I think so too, because I always.
It's okay,
that.
Just go.
That's a topic that is always in my heart, because I remember that moment
vividly.
What? Like, so if those of you already heard this, I apologize, because I'm about to repeat it again. But if you didn't hear it, here it is. So I was going through it. You know, like I said, I was working at a pizza shop. I was a pizza guy, right? Making pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Then for some odd reason, Allah guided my mom.
My mother,
Allah guided her heart to stop questioning my job. Because my mom was wondering. So one day she just sat me down. She said, Biagi, so you make the pizza? I said, sometimes I make the pizza.
You know, you're flexing?
Yeah, exactly. I'm proud to tell my mom, like, yo, I know what I'm doing out here. Like, I'm really him. Yeah, I'll be making the pizza sometimes. You know, I body it sometimes. Sometimes I don't, but you know, a lot of time I put the pizza in the oven. And the mom was like, Biagi, don't you mess with pork? Right when she said that, I know where this is going.
I should never say I made pizza.
In my head, I said, nah, this woman is not about to do what I think she's about. She's like, I don't think you could work in that job. And I'm like, Mom, bro, there's nothing wrong with this. Because in my head, I'm thinking about the bread. Mind you, right? At that time, they was about to give me a raise.
Mm.
A big one, too.
Right.
Imagine, so we making $10. They was about to make me $15.
Wow.
And that time, minimum wage was $10.
You about to make bank.
What?
You're a manager. Manager said.
I was about to get that money. I was about to be a pizza man, but I was about to make that bread. So I already know where I'm about to go. And my mom just started hitting me at this moment. I'm like, Ma, really? You couldn't tell me this from the beginning? Before I fell in love with the job? Because I really fell in love with that job.
But you never thought about that, though?
It never crossed my head. It's crazy. I just thought, okay, don't eat it. As long as I'm not eating it, I'm good.
Right.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was my mentality. And then my mom was like, I'm going to ask around. I'm like, don't ask around.
Stop right here.
Stop where you at right now, mama. I don't need you questioning people. But you know, my mom, she's like, alhamdulillah. So she was like, no, I'm going to ask. No, I'm going to ask the chef. So she asked him. He said, he got to quit ASAP.
Damn.
Bro, he said, no question about it. He got to quit today. Well, love it. You know,
same
my mom.
Same hour.
Boy, that day, he said, he got to quit.
Did
like,
you quit that day?
My mom, she came to me when she got that news.
Mm-hmm.
Biagi, Lili, I got to talk to you. You have to quit. I said, Ma, what do you mean I have to quit? She said, Biagi, you have to quit today. I said, Ma, it don't work like that here. I got to give him a 2-week notice. She said, what, 2-week notice? What do you mean
this 2 weeks? This is America.
She said, what do you mean 2-week notice? I said, Ma, that's not how, you can't just quit. Ma, if I quit, where am I going to go? I don't got no other job. So I'm thinking about that bread. Mind you, at the time, I wasn't really saving. Test. No, I really wasn't saving as much.
Yeah, because you was...
Yeah, I was spending my money. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, and at that time, because I was about to get that raise, I really spent my money.
You don't really move smart, though.
I was not moving at all. I was not a genius whatsoever. So I'm like, hey, ma, I don't know. What you mean you don't know? Is Allah or is your money?
She basically said, your job or you get kicked out.
Yeah, it's pretty much your job or Allah. Which one? And I'm like, you know what? I can't go on that. You lose right. that argument right there.
And you just came from Tafi. So you're telling me all that money be spent, but you don't learn the deen?
Exactly.
You telling me you're going
to
court?
I was saying nice to Tama, when I was in the lab. I was like, oh my God, okay, whatever. So I went, like literally that next day, I was like, okay. I went to the manager. Mind you, that lady loved me, like really loved me, right? I went to her and I'm like, sorry, Kathy. I have to quit. Bro, it came out of nowhere. When I tell you the shock in her face.
What'd she say?
Like she cried. Yeah. Literally, what? Like, I'm telling you, like she loved, because I worked. Like,
yeah.
So she was like, Wait, Yankee, what are you doing?
Did you tell her why?
She said, is this a prank?
Did like, you tell her why?
Yeah, yeah. I ended up, she was like, Bianchi, is this a prank? Please, tell me you're pranking me right now. I was like, I said, no, I'm dead serious. Today's my last day working here. She said, no, why? Yada, yada, yada. No, we can't have you leave. You can't leave. I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm sorry. I don't want to leave, but and I explained to her my religion. Oh, man, I understand. She was like, okay, well, what if we have you? Like she tried to figure out a way where I could stay there
right.
and not deal with
but
the court.
Still no?
No, because out? At the end of the day, no matter what, I'm going to have to, if a customer comes
yeah,
and I'm the only one there, I have to put it in.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the time, sometimes I'll be there by myself.
Yeah, that's true. Not going to work
so
out.
So she was like she was thinking about it. Like, how about if we do this? And then she even said, damn, oh my God, it's not going to work. Yo, like she's saying her own problems. Like what
she's trying
to
figure it out, but she said, oh no, that's not going to work.
But you really got to go. Yo, she was crying. Well, like legit tears. I never seen a person cry for a brother. I was like, what the hell?
All right, move on. Don't
oh,
get past
you right. Sorry. That does not sound nice. I'm sorry, babe. I don't mean it like that.
No, but like you on the fact that she's still crying about
you. No,
okay,
but it was just
on.
Amazing to
you
me.
You put it
like,
next. It was the next part of the story.
She getting jealous.
I don't care. Another
sister was crying for his brother.
Bro, they were crying over you doing haram, babe.
No, they crying.
I would never be
jealous
of that.
My personality, my vibe, the energy that I bring to work. The,
no,
the
they was crying because you
it.
Was cooking haram for them.
I was a bit loud, yeah.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
He was cooking that hot. I'm good for it.
Okay, but anyway, so now, okay, we get to, you know, I quit. All right, now when I quit it.
So what was the next plan?
Find a job ASAP, but I love my no hundred at the time, you know? Mm. So I quit it and...
But how was you finding a job? Were you going outside looking for jobs and stuff like that? Or you was just sitting at home?
I think it was all on Indeed and stuff. I forgot what it was, but I was... Damn, how was I looking for a job? I don't even remember,
I don't think you was looking good.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to lie.
Because you sat at your house...
Okay, now stuff like... I wanted to work for Portobello.
Oh, okay. The soup
job. Yes, yes. I applied and everything. But anyways, like, yeah, I remember, yes, I applied for Portobello.
Mm.
Then they sent me to Big Bros or something like that. It was some bro company, also suits and stuff, because I really wanted to wear a suit. Mm-hmm. I literally pictured myself wearing a suit, because that's what my dad used to do, mm-hmm. work in Portobello. So I was like, you know what, that's a job I could do. It's good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to wear a suit, and I really wanted to look like a boss man.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I, like I said, I was inspired because I see my dad doing that. Yeah, but they dubbed me. You know what I'm saying? They never gave me a call back or anything like that. Or at the time, alhamdulillah.
Mm-hmm.
So then one family member was like, yo, he should do security. It's easy. Yada, yada, yada. Some people, some of my family members that I knew was doing security, and they was all saying it was easy. So I'm like, yeah, I should get into that. And then that person, mind you, so the only money I had left was $300. I will never forget that, because that's the only money that I saved at the time. Well, except for that. Plus the rent. The rents that I had, because for that, like a few months I had rent. So I was giving that to my dad still. I didn't, mm-hmm. you know, want to slack in that. But what I had left at the time when that person came was $300, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even now, you see, my mom was a reason why, alhamdulillah, I quit it.
So you were still paying rent with the rest of the money you had?
Yeah, the little leftover that I had, because I didn't want that leaky on my father or whatever. Mm. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to still do my part and take out mine. So it wasn't crazy amount, alhamdulillah.
But your dad knew you didn't have a job?
Hey, you think African brothers and fathers care like that?
That's sad.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, I mean,
hey, course, you got to do what you got to do, but yeah, damn.
But of course, if I was to tell my dad I didn't have it,
yeah, he would have understood. Yeah, but you didn't really.
I just embarrassed, I guess. In my mind, nah, I can't tell him that. I have some money. I could still pay off. I thought I was going to get a job quick, I guess.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean? I was not thinking I was going to sit for a while. Like, I sat for a minute. I ain't going to lie. Like, at least 4 or 5 months, I think I was no job. Yeah, I remember that. So
your bank account has zero?
Indeed. Let me tell you, I had $300. So I had a family member that talked about he should do security.
Mm.
Boom, boom, boom. So my mom was like, yo, B.I., you should do security. I was like, yeah, I could do that. I was like, okay, so what I got to do to get my license or whatever? That family member was like, yo, just give me the money. $300, right?
No, only $300 you had.
Literally, it was like that person knew this guy only has $300. Give me the money, $300. Boom, boom, and then we're going to get you a license and everything. And you're going to start working ASAP. You know, family. That's a family, blood. So if my cousins or anybody listening, they're laughing right now because they know this story by heart.
What did they think, though? Nobody
knew anything.
So you thought you was about to get the jackpot.
My mom is the one who would, because at first I'm like, $300? Uh-uh. That's what I have.
Wait, did you tell her that's all you have?
Yes. I said, Mom, why would I get that? That's what I got. Biagi, you want to work, right? Yes. So my mom pretty much pushed me to do it.
Yeah.
Remember, she's the one that made me quit this job. She's the one that pushed me to get my last dollar, too, right? So she said, yeah, give it to him. Yada, yada, yada. You got to get the job and boom, boom, work. And he was like, yeah, don't worry. I got you.
But you got to get it. Background check.
Binda, family, this is blood.
It don't matter. You should see if somebody else did it before.
Babe, this is blood. We didn't think anything of it. That's the thing. You don't know. Only until hindsight is when you find out, wow.
Yeah.
This is a thing that the person does.
That is ridiculous.
You know what I'm saying? So at the time, we trusted this person. Mind you, my dad wasn't there at the time. Right? So, you know. Weeks went by. Months went by. We didn't hear, oh, no, we're still working on it. It takes time. I didn't know how it worked.
Right.
So in my head, okay, yeah, you know, you're still working on it.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how my dad found out. But my dad ended up finding out.
Oh, that you gave the $300?
Yeah. He said, why did y'all do that?
Oh, because he already knew.
How that person is. This is what happens when my mom puts me in these situations, not talking to her husband. But I get my mom, her intent was to help me out. She seen I was.
How did she feel when she found out?
Yeah, my mom felt guilty. Yeah. My mom was giving me money. Mind you, my mom don't work. I don't know how she was, but alhamdulillah, whatever money she had, well, she was giving it to me. My phone bill, my mom was helping me pay my phone bill. Hey, that's why you can never pay your mother. I remember that, right? Now, I'm going through it now. Now I'm like, I'm broke. I don't have a job. I'm going through it. I'm going through life like on a heavy
depressed?
Level. I went into depression.
How long you feel like you went through depression?
I'll say I went into depression, not to the point of suicide, but I think at that moment, like,
people
I was
go through depression
down.
Without reaching suicide.
Yeah, I was like down. Like, I
so
was
what
sad.
What did your depression
life.
Look like?
I was just not talking as much, as you know.
Was you eating?
I was like, okay, I was depressed, but also embarrassed as a guy. I felt like, damn, as the first
was
two.
Was you eating?
Yeah, I was eating. I'm good. Cut it in my.
So you was like,
no, I was. I went time where I wasn't eating. Sorry.
Really?
Oh, I'm sorry for yelling. Yes, I went times where I wasn't eating because there's stress in my head. Like, damn, how I'm going to get a job?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I really, because even getting the job, the pizza job, it took time.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, go limpet and get what jare at that point. You know what I'm saying?
The jobs finding is not easy for
it
you.
It was hard for me at the time. So, you know. And then I remember, so I woke up in the middle of the night one day because it was like, you know what? Why? It was like, it didn't come to my mind until one time. I'm thinking, oh my God, I remember learning about tahajjud. Why haven't I done it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't, it didn't hit me. Like, I'm going through this whole phase. It didn't even come to my brain until that one time. I'm like,
to speak to Allah. Right?
Wallahi, like, yo, you talking about your problems to the whole world.
Nobody helping you.
Wallahi. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling everybody my situation. I got scammed.
Anybody that was close to me knows this story. I got scared, bro. I was like telling everybody. I'm like, I got scared by a grown man, bro. That's kind of crazy.
And you
no, because I was warning everybody.
Oh, you
stay out of this man's way. He gonna get you. He got me.
You know what I'm about saying? To say you embarrassing. You going out and tell your story?
I'm telling my story to everybody that I know. Everybody I meet. You know what happened to me? This is what happened to me. I'm going through it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm turning to everybody but Allah.
Right, it's crazy.
Right? So I think for some odd reason, I'm not going to say for some odd reason, Allah just put in my mind, B.A., why haven't you come to me? I'm the one with all the answers. I'm the one that can help you in this situation. No matter if the world all comes together, nothing's going to happen if I don't accept it.
Exactly.
Right? So I woke up in the middle of the night. I think even me waking up in the middle of the night, it was just a coincidence. When I woke up, it's when it hit. Oh, let me pray. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mind you, I don't really wake up in the middle of the night, but that day, for some reason, Allah woke me up. I went to the bathroom.
Allah gave you signs.
Get Allah. He kept showing me these signs of mine. Nope. I'm going to talk about this problem.
Oh, my God.
You know? So, alhamdulillah, so now I'm like, I woke up. I asked Allah, yo, I'm going through it. I don't got no money. And I'm literally talking like I was chatting to Allah. This guy scammed me. Like, you know, like I'm really talking. Like my heart out. I didn't cry, but my heart was out. I was saying everything. Yeah, like this is crazy. I'm going through this. Ya Allah, I need you to help me get out of this. I have $0 in my account. I need some money. Like I'm going through it. It's embarrassing. You know, like I'm talking, like really asking, like, and I need a job, Lord. If you can help me with that, I really need it. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no work.
Anything at this point?
Anything. I want it, and I don't want it the haram way. Because if I wanted to, I could have went back to the peace of
Allah. I left that for you, Allah.
Yeah, I think I said that. I think that was one thing I said, like, Allah, you know, when I left this job, I left it for the purpose of obeying you and knowing that this is what you would want to get the halal income. So please bless me with a job, yada, yada, yada. Right? I don't know exactly every dua I said, but that day I made duas. But I remember the part you just said, right? And then boom, like a week later, tax refund time.
Oh, wow.
I got my tax refund. Hey! Did you spend
that money?
Hey, come on. The tax refund is the biggest blessing for us in America. I kid you not. The tax refund time for us, billah, is the biggest blessing America got.
So you spend that money too?
Hey, Ntenega. You don't even know. I bought Nike checks and everything. I was just buying. I am not the
job.
I never said I was smart, but Allah blessed me with that money. I spent this virgin on Nike tech outfits. I was just buying shoes, clothes, everything.
What'd your mom say?
I bought myself a new phone and everything. Yeah.
What'd your mom say?
I had an LG phone. I bought an iPhone right then and there.
What'd your mom say?
My mom didn't say nothing. She just looked at me. You know, she don't want to say nothing. You know,
You know what I'm saying?
And then right at that moment, now I got money. Boom. Remember, I told you Portobello declined me. Oh, I didn't hear from them.
Right.
I got a call from them.
What they say?
So, they told me to come to the office. I'm like, damn, I love you for the answer. Quick. Yo, I'm not kidding you. Like, everything just went back to back. Like, everything.
Okay, you went to the office,
So, I went to the office. They was like, when I got there, they said, yeah, we don't have no spots available for Portobello. No, go ahead. You can't hold it.
Tell me that.
I told him to come all the way over here. In Manhattan. And it was cold. Right?
Really? No, that's
was
what
it called?
Told you?
No. And that's what I'm just saying. I'm just, you know me, I like to give you the whole thing that's
brother,
going on.
Brother, let's go with the story.
I'm almost done. Don't worry. Sorry. I apologize, guys. Y'all know how I am.
They probably like, no, let him talk, but yes, I'm tired.
That's exactly what everybody's thinking. Yes. So I'm like, y'all mean to tell me, y'all made me come. In my head, I didn't say this out loud because I wanted a job. So I don't even know what.
You're playing nice.
Yeah, so I'm like, y'all mean to tell me, y'all made me come from my house to tell me y'all don't even have a position available for me?
Yo,
it's crazy, right? And then it was like, yeah, we don't have Portobello. I know you wanted that, but we do have
Big Brother.
No, Easy Pick. Oh. No. Karma.
Oh, so that was like their baby.
This is the female. No, this is a female store. Female clothing store. You know, yeah. Would you like? I say yes. Yeah, gotta come out and do it. Would you? I say yes.
Wait, is that even good to work in though?
I mean,
because of the type of clothes they be selling.
No. I was in the shoe department though.
Oh,
so yeah, I was in the shoe department. Hey, gotta don't do that.
I don't know the ruling on that.
Hey, I asked Allah gave me karma.
You could buy them for your husband and wear it inside your sweater.
Yeah, exactly. like I said, Allah gave me karma. I accepted karma. It's called karma.
Did you tell your mom?
When I got the job, ASAP.
Okay.
And I'm all like, alhamdulillah, see, not quite like somebody. I was like, I was somebody for like 3-4 months.
And lady, that's all I had in me. So funny.
She just wanted that one moment to say that. Like, it was going to come anyways, you know what I'm saying? Like, her saying, whatever's waiting for you is going to happen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, like I said, the lady, when she, well, am I sent to them? I said, yes. Where's the papers for me to sign? I want that job. When can you start? Tomorrow, if you want.
Really? Yeah, like, oh, so that's how you got that job too.
Yeah, that. She looked at me like, wow. But the thing was, why I got that job, because they know my father, the lady that's in the office.
Oh.
They know my dad because he worked in Portobello for so many years.
Right.
So that's what made, it was like, oh, you're Mookie's son. That's what they used to call him. Mm-hmm. Mookie, whatever they used to call him. So I was like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I know your dad. I worked with him for blah, 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 many years. Okay, yeah, we definitely got something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's wow.
But like, they got me. There was this part-time dog. I was like, that's what I want. Part-time.
Just give me $5.
Give me a dollar. I need something right now. Something got to go to my account.
Did you eventually make it to full-time?
No, I never worked full-time there because I could have. I mean, like I said, there's times where they'll call me in. Or, can you come in? Yeah, yeah,
and you
yeah.
said no?
No, I'll go.
Oh, okay.
It was easy for me, to be honest. Like, once you get the hang of things, like I said, it became easy. And then right after that, where I went after karma?
Phantom?
Was it Phantom? Yeah. That's where the money was at.
It was I, bro.
No. For me, at the time.
I mean, at the time, yeah.
My cousin and them was touching a bag. They just was get dripped out. And I'm like, y'all making this, and I'm making half of what y'all making.
So, wait, why didn't they put you on?
It was me. It was not them.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Muhammad ended up putting me on.
So why?
Because I never asked. No. I was just good. Like, you know, my problem was when I get comfortable, my problem.
You don't make change.
Yes. I'm not quick to just go.
Not me.
We all know that. Yeah, my problem was that. I think one of them asked me, yo, why are you not going to come work for Phantom? It's way better.
Money, right?
Yeah, bro. Like, come over here. Yeah. Like, you know what? Because they was working 6 days. I didn't want to do that. I think that's what it mainly was. 6 days is crazy.
Mm.
And it's full-time, kind of.
Phantom,
yes. It's full-time.
Yeah.
So it was a lot. So I think that's what made me stay with Karma. Mm-hmm. But then Karma started closing down. That's what made me leave.
Oh, okay.
I left, right? Although they was closing down on business, the boss guy liked me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no matter what, if they're going to let people, they're going to let them go. But me, he got to keep me.
For what?
They like my work. I like,
but keep you for what? If you don't got a store, where you
gonna No. They have different stores. Like for example, when they close down this store.
Are there any more Karmas?
No. That joint. When I've been there.
So you would have been out of a job.
No. Easy Pickings. They're the same.
Oh.
You know Easy Pickings? Yeah. That's all. Same thing.
Mm,
it's like from the same boss.
Yeah.
Right? I think. No, something like that. But same family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he was like. Because I remember even when that other Karma, he was like, don't worry. Natoji, I'm supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
You always have a job. That's literally what he said to me.
Wow.
And then I had a jumba that guy.
I mean,
his name was Adel. He's Muslim. Adel.
It's good that, like, you, no matter where you go, you have a good work ethic.
I mean, alhamdulillah, that's by Allah, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's mainly because, like I said, my dad, I try to imitate him in that. Because I heard a lot about how hardworking he was.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'm going to be like that. You know, alhamdulillah. Mm. And that's not to bag about my work, because I'm at where I'm at now. I feel like I'm hated. Every job I went to, I was loved. Where I'm at now, I'm not loved like how I was always. I'm not saying I was hated, but you know what I'm saying?
But I really see how Allah tested you during that time. You could easily went back to the pizza shop.
And the funny thing is, the pizza shop, did it ever come to my mind? No, it never came to my mind.
Mm.
That's what's crazy, to be honest. I don't remember. Me thinking, damn, I gotta go back. I think the only time I thought that was the beginning time.
Yeah.
Like, damn, I don't even have a job now. But, you know, like I said, but I literally, it was like, I'm out of there no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Cause I remember one time I went by there and I said, they're not in business no more now, but
I went by there and I seen the guys that I was like pretty much training, teaching. Mm-hmm. They became pizza men. Mm. You know, and then because the guy that was there, the pizza guy that was there, he retired. But from when we was there, he was like quick. Mm-hmm. Like quick with it. Well, like, so I remember when I went, the guys that like, I was training kind of was like, yeah, that guy was slow. I'm like, what? He said, bro, the way they moving, it's not even close. I said, really? And I was, you know, when you seeing someone doing it, rather than you doing it.
Yeah.
And if he was quick, I would have probably been fast too, maybe, you know? Well, alhamdulillah. I still learned, I got something out of it because I learned how to make pizza. You know,
I mean, you've never made us a good pizza, but hey.
Wow.
Babe, the pizza you made for us was mad thick, bro. It was so much flour.
No, that was the flour one. But the other one that I made.
What pizza? The one with the bread already made? Anybody could do that. Even
no,
mine.
What do you mean the bread? The dough already made, yes. The dough that's already made. I made that one.
But that's not, babe. You need to make pizza by yourself.
No, I can't make the dough. I mean, even that, I never learned that.
So how are you going to become the pizza man? You don't know how to make
the dough. I was going to learn that. That was the steps. Mm. They have the machine and everything.
So you just basically put the toppings.
Basically, the dough's already met. Red.
You already kneel it, basically spread it out, add the tomato sauce and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy? Mm. The best pizza I ever made was a pepperoni pie.
How do you know that? Did you eat it?
No, babe. Like when I say the best, the way the crust. Hey, babe, I never bodied the pie like that. I remember when I gave it to all the
right, brother, calm down. Calm down.
Yeah. But when I gave it to the people, they looked like, wow. Was amazing. I didn't get a tip though. Now that I think of it, that's kind of messed up.
So maybe it wasn't that amazing.
It was definitely probably not that good as I thought. But yeah, yo, I remember that one. Because when I did it, I looked at that piece and I said, wow. The mandem is nice. But then I couldn't imitate it again. It, you know? But alhamdulillah, you know, so that's our story about the Tahajjud.
And we hope you guys
enjoyed,
take practice in Tahajjud.
Yes, make sure. Because your du'as will be answered. Trust. I can promise you that.
I came from a dark place.
I can swear upon that.
And I'm, you know, doing better and continue pray that Allah continues to keep me steadfast.
Alhamdulillah. Let's go do Tahajjud right now, love.
Alright. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers. Until the next episode.
Inshallah.
Yes, sir.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.